Hallelujah. Good morning. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家早安。
This morning, our topic is the never-aging marriage.
那今天早上我们要一同查考的题目是历久常新的婚姻。
Because we know this month is our church marriage month.
因为我们知道这个月是我们教会的婚姻月。
And we would like to share more teachings concerning marriage.
那我们要在这个月当中查考更多关于婚姻的道理。
Because we know marriage is the basic building blocks in nowadays society.
因为我们知道婚姻是在这个社会当中的最基础。
And also is a very important foundation in our faith.
那也是在我们信心当中很重要的根基。
If a family has a very good marriage,
如果我们的家庭有一个美满的婚姻
,and then the children will grow up in a very good environment,
那我们的孩子就能够在一个好的环境里面成长
and also will be renewed and be revived
我们就能够更新我们的生命
so, we know that in terms of material things when a thing is new it looks very nice
我们知道世上的事情都是新的时候感觉非常好
for example new car got a new car smell
就好像一部新的汽车它里面有它新的味道
new house have a new house smell
在新的房子里面有它新房子的味道。
However, if you do not do any maintenance,
但是如果我们不好好的保养它的话
，new house become old house, whole house very quickly.
新的房子一下子就旧了。
Old car, a new car will break down very quickly.
新的车也是一下子，它可能就出了毛病。
Unless you do a lot of good maintenance work,
除非我们好好的做好我们要的保养工作。
There was a brother.
有一位弟兄
having a car,
他有一部车子
I look at his car,
我看了他的车子
I always amaze,
我都觉得很惊奇
Wow, your car look really new
你的车子看起来好新
You always polish
因为他时常给他打蜡
Always wash
常常清洗它
Always change oil
常常为他换机油
Even the tire spray the wax on it look really shiny
连轮胎都把它擦得亮晶晶的
I asking him, wow, your car is really new, huh?
我就跟他讲说你的车子看起来好新
Oh, he said, no, it's not a new car, it's 9 years already
他说、哦、已经九年了
But I maintain it
但是我好好的保养它
That's why it look new
所以它才看起来那么新
And also in good condition
那它的情况也非常好
I think marriage is also in likewise situation
我觉得婚姻也跟这个是一样的
There are so many parts, there are so many different factors involved in two persons' life in a marriage setting
因为在一个婚姻关系当中，两人之间有非常多的因素。
Of course, human relationship is not a machine, but is comparable to a very complicated machine.
但是当然，人跟人之间的关系跟一台机器是不能够做比较的，但是有很多类似的地方。
If some part is not working, then it will affect the functionality of the whole machine.
如果整体当中有一点零件不能动的话，那整体就受到了阻碍。
Sometimes look at young people or young lovers before they got married they really love each other
那有时候我们看年轻的、年轻的男女当他们相爱的时候他们爱得
just like when
就非常相爱、
you go to the restaurant you can tell who are the lovers
那你到餐厅去看你就知道谁是、刚开始相爱的
谈恋爱的
谈恋爱的、
those who order very little food because of no money but keep talking the whole night
虽然他们点了很少的食物，因为他们钱不够多，但是他们可以一直聊天。
Even drink water, they feel very satisfied.
那喝水也喝得很高兴。
But sometimes you see some married couple just sit there, order their food, one read newspaper, one play the BlackBerry, no talking the whole night.
那你看那些老夫老妻就自己点自己的食物，一个看报纸，一个玩他的手机。
But does it have to be like that?
一定要这样子吗？
So if our marriage can be renewed.According to the words of God, that should not be like that.
如果我们的婚姻能够更新，能够长新的话，那就不会变成这样子了。
In the Bible, tell us there was a couple called Abraham and his wife Sarah.
在圣经里面告诉我们，有一对夫妇叫做亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
They answered God's calling. They left their hometown to go to a new place to start a new life.
照着神的旨意，他们离开了本族富家，到了一个新的地方来定居。
And they faced a lot of difficulties together throughout all the years.
那在这几年的经历当中，他们一起遇到了很多的困难。
However, how did they face the difficulty together?
但是他们是如何一起来应付这个困难呢？
Despite all the challenges and mistakes, how can they still unite together?
那在经过这些苦难之后，他们怎么样还能够在一起？
It's worth for us to study today.
那这个是值得我们来深入查考的。
We'll share a few points.
我们要跟大家一起分享几点。
The first point of a never aging marriage.
那第一点，能够有历久常新的婚姻。
The first point.
第一点。
Both the couple must put God again in the center of their marriage.
夫妻两人要把神放在婚姻的中心。
This is very, very important.
这是非常的重要。
Because we know last week we studied.Who established the institution of marriage?
因为我们知道上个礼拜我们查考了谁设立婚姻的制度。
Who designed the marriage?
是谁设立的婚姻？
It's not human being.
不是我们人自己发明的。
It's not the marriage commissioner.
不是帮我们结婚的那个人。
But rather it's God himself.
但是是神本身。
So if we put God in the center of our marriage,
如果我们把神放在我们婚姻的中心，
then things will work.
那婚姻就会美满。
Just like a computer.
就好像一个电脑一样
，have a CPU central processing unit，
它有一个它的
中央处理器。
中央处理器。
Every command, every action is related to that CPU。
那所有的程式都要经过这个中央处理器。
And it will work fine。
那它就会好好的跑。
Today is the same。
今天也是一样的。
So many challenges in the world。
在世界上遇到很多的挑战。
So many difficulties。
很多的难关。
So many temptations。
很多的试探引诱。
But how can two persons be truly united together？
那这两个怎么样能够？合在一起对付这些问题呢
？Must put God in the center，
就是要把神放在中心。
Now we know it when God created Adam and Eve。
我们知道当神创造亚当夏娃的时候
，They live in a happy life。
他们过着非常快乐的生活。
God was in the center of the marriage，
因为神在他们婚姻的中心。
God was in the center of Garden of Eden，
神就是在伊甸园的中心。
But things change，
但是事情改变了。
Let's turn to Genesis，
我们请看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 3
创世纪第三章
Genesis chapter 3
创世纪的第三章
Let's read verse 1 to 4
我们看第一节第二节和第四节
1 to 4
第一到第四节耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾蛇对女人说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗女人对蛇说园中树上的果子我们可以吃第三节唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸免得你们死蛇对女人说你们不一定死
Now if you look at chapter 2 verse 24 last week we mentioned about this verse
那如果我们往回看创世纪第二章二十四节我们上个礼拜所提到的
In marriage is God designed that a person will leave his parentUnited with the wife and two become one flesh.
神所设立的婚姻是要人离开父母与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
Who put them together?
把他们。
Who put them together?
是谁把他们放在一起的呢
？It's God join them together.
是神把他们合在一起。
God is just like the glue them up together.
神就好像粘胶把他们粘在一起一样。
They live in a life that's so close to each other, so that's why in verse 25 telling us, even they were naked, but they will not feel ashamed.
他们就有很亲密的关系，所以在第二十五节，虽然他们赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Why？
为什么
？Because God is in the center。
因为神在他们中间。
The truth is in the center。
真理在他们里面。
They have no shame。
没有羞耻。
Because there's no sin。
因为没有罪。
Now things change。
但是事改变了。
Someone always try to come into the center of the marriage。
有人想要介入两人当中。
Who is it？
是谁呢
？Is the snake？
就是这个蛇。
Is the serpent？
就是这个。骨蛇
is the manifestation of devil，
就是魔鬼。
He want to come in between Adam and Eve。
他想要介入亚当夏娃之中。
Now the serpent knew woman is more emotional。
那这个蛇知道女人是比较感性的。
In terms of decision, sometimes it's blurred。
有时候他们并不能够做出明确的决定。
So the snake tried to deceive Eve。
所以这个蛇就想要来欺骗这女人。
Talk to Eve，
跟这个夏娃讲话。
Persuade Eve， 说服她，
要说服夏娃。
And then Eve really took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil。
然后夏娃就真的拿了这个善恶树上的果子。
And then if we read verse 6,
我们看到第六节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Now she took the fruit, she ate it, and gave it to her husband.
她拿下了这个食物，自己吃了，又给她的丈夫吃。
And from that moment on, God was no more in the center of the marriage.
从那个时候开始，神就不在他们两个中间了。
The snake, the sin has entered the marriage.
因为罪进入了婚姻。
They are no more close.
他们已经没有那么亲近了。
They started to blame each other.
他们开始互相的指责。
We can read verse 11.
我们可以看第十一节。
Verse 11 and 12.
第十一、十二节，耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子吗？”第十二节，那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”
Now here you can see immediate change of the relationship.
怎么看到马上关系就恶化了
？Chapter 2 verse 24 tell us, wow. Chapter 2 verse 22 tell us, Adam called the woman flesh of my flesh, bone of my bones.
第二十三节这边说。亚当说夏娃是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
However, after they committed sin,
但他们犯罪之后。
Adam called Eve, oh, this woman is just my living together, joined together.
他说这个只是我同居的女人。
Suddenly, it becomes so distant.
马上好像关系就疏远了。
And they start to blame each other for the mistake.
开始指责对方。
And then we know if you read continuously.
但是我们知道我们继续读的话。
Verse 16.
第十六节，又对女人说，我必多多增加你怀胎的苦楚。你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必会管辖你。
Now suddenly the relationship evolved into a worse condition.
那现在这个关系又恶化了。
The woman will decide the husband, but the husband will control the woman.
女人要恋慕她的丈夫，她的丈夫必要管辖她。
There's no more beautiful relationship.
这已经不是一个美丽的婚姻了。
Why?
为什么会这样子？
Because God was replaced.In the center of the marriage,
因为神已经从中心被拿走了。
The snake wanted sneaking in.
撒旦想要进来。
We know everything started with the heart.
我们知道凡事都是从心而发。
If the heart changed, everything will change.
如果我们心改变的话，每一件事情就不一样了。
So today, how can we prevent our marriage to be aging or corrupt?
所以我们今天怎么样要防止我们的婚姻老化腐化呢？
Both of the husband and wife must have this attitude.
丈夫、妻子都要有这样子的态度。
God is the one who joins us.
神把我们放在一起。
We must invite God to be our center.
我们要邀请神来到我们婚姻的中心。
Now, how can we achieve this?
我们要怎么样来达成这个目标
？Very simple.
很简单的。
In marriage, there are two orders to be maintained.
在婚姻当中有两种秩序。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书的第十一章
First Corinthians chapter 11
哥林多前书第十一章
chapter 11 verse 3
哥林多前书第十一章第三节我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头男人是女人的头神是基督的头
Now Paul here used the husband and wife relationship to describe something deeper
这边保罗在这边用男人跟女人婚姻的关系。
Now here tell us, in order to have a very good marriage, you have to maintain two order.
这边保罗告诉我们，要有一个美满的婚姻，要保持住两种秩序。
First,
第一种
，husband is the head of the wife.
丈夫是妻子的头。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？Husband supposed to lead the family.
做丈夫的要带领他的家庭。
So bear the most responsibility.
要扛起最重的责任。
To lead the wife, to lead the children, especially in terms of the faith.
带领他的妻子，带领他的小孩，在信仰中来行走。
If this order is maintained,
如果这个秩序做对了
，the family will be a blessed one.
这个家庭就是蒙神的祝福。
However, we look at Adam and Eve.
但是我们看亚当夏娃。
God gave Eve to Adam, telling him, "Oh, she is your helper."
神把夏娃许配给亚当说她是你的好帮手
So Adam must know she is my helper
所以亚当要知道她是我的帮手
I am to lead him she is helping me
我要带领她她是要来帮助我的
But now Eve came to Adam and tell him to eat this and Adam just follow the wife
但是现在这个妻子拿了山药果来叫她的丈夫亚当吃，亚当就听从了。
Adam should have said, wait a minute, didn't God tell us not to eat it?
亚当应该说，等一下，神不是告诉我们不能吃这个吗？
We have to listen to God.
我们要听从神的话。
So Adam's supposed to lead the family faith.
亚当应该带领家庭的信心。
Lead the wife faith.
应该带领他的妻子。
However, he's not doing that.
但是他并没有这么做。
So problems comes.
所以问题就来了。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样的。
If all the brothers,
如果我们每一位弟兄
we really spend time building up our faith.
我们真的花时间花功夫来建立好自己的信心。
Be the leader in the faith in the family.
在家庭中成为信仰的领导者。
Then we will lead our family into a good place.
这样子我们的家庭就能够把它带到一个好的地方。
And the wife.
那身为妻子的。
Also should submit to the husband.
你们要顺从你们的丈夫。
Let's turn to an example.
我们来看一个例子。
Now, Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的第十二章
Genesis chapter 12
创世纪第十二章
Now let's read verse 1 to 5
创世纪第十二章第一节到第五节耶和华对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去第二节我必叫你成为大国我必赐福于你叫你的名为大你也要叫别人得福为你祝福的我必赐福于他那咒诅你的我必咒诅他地上的万族都要因你得福亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了罗德也和他同去亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年七十五岁第五节亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物所得的人口都带往迦南地去他们就到了迦南地
Now God appeared to Abram
神向亚伯兰显现
At the time Abram was living in a very comfortable high civilization place called Ur
那个时候他是住在地上算是非常有文明的地方
Comparable today USA, Canada or UK
可能今天来讲就是在比较繁华的美国加拿大
But God told him you're living here You're going
神告诉说你要离开这边
You're going to somewhere I'm going to tell you
你要去往我指示你去的地方
Because I'm going to bless you
因为我要祝福给你
You have many many children
你以后要有很多的子孙
At that time Abram was an old fellow without any children
那个时候亚伯兰已经是一个老年人没有任何的子孙
75 years old
那时候七十五岁
Now If you were the wife of Abram at that time
如果你是亚伯兰的妻子
If you were Sarah at that time
你是撒来
If Abram told you
如果亚伯兰跟你讲
God talk to me
神今天跟我讲
we are not living here anymore
我们今天我们不能够再住在这边
We are leaving Vancouver
我们要离开温哥华
We have to go to Africa
我们要去非洲
God is going to bless us
神会祝福我们
What is us respond?
那你会怎么说呢
Maybe say, oh, I'm not going, there's no shopping there
我可能会说、哦、你自己去就好了、oh, 我在那边没有买
There's no air condition
不能没有买 卖东西的地方
You work there, you send money back to us hereYou go there to work there, you send money back to us, we're living here.
那边也没有冷气，你去那边工作，把钱寄回来就好了。
So once in a while you come to take a visit, that is okay.
那久久一次你就回来看，可以回来看我们。
But Sarah was not like that.
但是撒来不是这样子的。
Abram said, God talk to me, we are going. I said, okay, let's go together.
那亚伯兰叫说神叫我们要离开这个地方，撒来就跟着他走了。
That's why how can the this is how the whole family can receive the blessing from God.
这个就是为什么他们这个家庭能够得到神的祝福。
Remember two orders.
两种秩序。
First, the wife submit to the husband.
第一，妻子要顺服丈夫。
And then at the same time, the husband submitted to God.
那这个丈夫要顺从神。
Wow, so this whole line is very tight. Bring the whole family together.
所以这条线。非常的紧密一起的行动
but today why sometimes family problems can come
那今天为什么有许多家庭的纠纷呢
marriage problem can come out
婚姻里面会有问题
because sometimes wife does not submit to the husband
因为有时候妻子不顺服丈夫
and the husband also doesn't submit to God
那这个丈夫不顺服神
so problems come
那就有问题了
bring the family into a nowhere land get lost
那他这个家庭就不知道跑到了什么地方
but Abram And Sarah.
但是亚伯兰和撒来。
Abram follow God.
亚伯兰跟从神。
Sarah follow Abram.
撒来跟从亚伯兰。
They put God into the center in the marriage.
把神放在他们婚姻的中心。
The second point.
第二点。
How can they have a never aging marriage?
怎么样才能有一个历久长新的婚姻呢？
The both of the couple they must learn to forgive and accept each other's weaknesses.
丈夫妻子要互相饶恕，互相接纳对方的软弱。
Why will a relationship sometime become aging and even become worse?
为什么有时候这个关系会变旧，会变不好？
Because we human beings, we have a the problem of us is we are having a very good memory.
那我们人有一个问题，就是我们的记忆太好了。
We have a very good memory.
我们的记忆非常好。
Now, our good memory sometimes is selective.
那这个好的记忆是可以选择事情来记得。
There was a Korean saying.
有一个韩国的谚语成语。
He is saying that, oh, if someone do good things to you, you write it on the water.
如果有一个人向你做了一件好事，你把它写在水上。
But if someone did a bad things to you, you encave it into the stone.
可是，如果他向你做了一件坏事，你就把它刻在石头上。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？We're easy to forget the goods of others.
别人对我们的好，很容易就忘记了。
But people do bad things to you. Wow, it really hurting. You cannot forgive it.
但是，如果他伤害了你，你就不能够忘记他。
Now, however, if we keep all the old records of all the wrongs, all the mistake,
如果我们一直常算人家的旧账
，then the relationship is a painful one.
那这个关系就是痛苦的。
Now, sometimes we think, Abraham was a man of faith. He's very good. He's a very good example on us, huh?
有时候我们就想说，亚伯兰是一个非常大有信心、好的榜样，我们可以来学习。
But actually, if we read the Bible, Abraham sometimes have his low point in the faith.
但是其实我们看圣经的话，他有时候信心也是有低潮、
Now,
有软弱的时候。
If you read chapter 12 of Genesis,
我们看第十二章。
Chapter 12, let's read verse 10.
十二章的第十节
talk about Abraham because of famine they went to Egypt.
在这边说到那地因为有饥荒亚伯兰就下埃及去。
Now, Abraham got a very strange request for the wife.
但是这边亚伯兰向他的妻子提出一个很奇怪的要求。
Let's read verse 11.
第十一节
verse 11,
将近埃及就对他妻子撒来说我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。
12.
埃及人看见你必说这是他的妻子他们就要杀我却叫你存活
13.
求你说你是我的妹子使我因你得平安我的命也因你存活
Okay, now this was the request given by Abram to his wife
这个就是亚伯拉罕他妻子所提的要求
I think today if our sister if the husband one day talk to you in front of the mirror Oh darling you're so beautiful
那我们先想象姐妹如果你的丈夫跟你讲说哦你今天很漂亮
What do you think sister
你会怎么感觉呢
I think you say very happy、
你可能会觉得很高兴
But
但是
If a husband tell you Oh because you're too beautiful People will kill me So please don't tell people That you are my wife Tell me you are your sister
但是如果他跟你讲说因为你太漂亮了人家会因为你而杀我你就说是你是我的妹子吧
Well, How do you feel
你会怎么感觉呢
Wow, I think it's very hurting
可能会觉得很痛苦。
So Sarah was approached by Abraham with this strange request.
所以撒来在这边，亚伯兰就向他提出这样子的要求。
And she have no choice; she just follow.
他没有选择，他就照着他话说
了。And the Egyptian really, when they saw Sarah,
但这个这些法拉这些埃及人看到撒来之后
，Let's read verse 15.
我们看十五节，法老的臣宰看见了他，就在法老面前夸奖他。那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。
Now, if you were Sarah,
如果你是撒来的
话 ，How did you feel when you were brought into the palace of Egypt?
你被人带到埃及王宫的时候，你的感觉是什么样的
？What is your feeling?
你感觉怎么样
？Your husband,
你的丈夫。
You follow him all the way from Ur, coming here to the land of promise.
你从乌尔一直跟随着他到了应许之地。
He's so selfish.
他很自私
Because of his own life, he lied to people.
因为他自己的生命，他向人说
谎。He can sacrifice me.
他要牺牲我。
If you were Sarah, how do you feel?
如果你是傻了，你怎么觉？什么感觉
？I think not only very angry.
我想可能不只是很生气
，but also very sad.
也是非常的伤心。
Very hurting.
非常的痛苦。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because husband was so selfish.
因为你的丈夫太自私了。
Now, thank God for his protection.
但是感谢神，因为他的保护。
God warned Pharaoh and did not allow Pharaoh to touch Sarah.
神警告法老，不让法老玷污撒来。
So Sarah was rescued.
所以他就被拯救了。
But this is a very deep wound in the heart of Sarah.
但是在心中这是一个很深的创口。
And the worst thing is, these things does not happen only once, but two times in the marriage.
但是这个在他们的婚姻当中不只发生一次，发生了两次。
Later, the same thing happened.
后来又发生了一次。
Wow, this is not easy for Sarah.
对撒拉来说不简单。
But in the Bible, we never...Say that, oh, Sarah, say, oh, I'm walking away. I don't like you anymore.
但是我们在圣经里面没有看到撒来就因此抛弃亚伯兰。
And the Bible did not say, oh, because of this, she does not respect the husband anymore.
也没有说因为这件事情她就不尊重她的丈夫了。
She choose to accept and forgive.
她选择来接受然后原谅。
This is something worth us to ponder about.
这是值得我们来思考的。
If someone hurt us,
如果有些人伤害了我们。
We have two choices.
我们有两种选择。
First, we can choose to always remember.
第一，我们可以选择永远记住他。
Every day we count about this mistake.
每一天我们要数算他对我们做的恶。
The more we think,
我们想的越多。
The blood pressure go up.
我们的血压就上升。
We lose our sleep.
啊，睡眠减少。
We cry.
我们就痛哭。
But if we choose to do this,
但是如果我们这样子做的话
，Who will suffer?
是谁受？苦呢
？We ourselves will suffer.
是我们自己受苦。
But if you learn from Sarah,
如果我们从撒来身上学习
，This is the weakness of my husband.
这是我先生丈夫的软弱。
He's weak. He's spiritually weak.
他属灵上的软弱。
I have to accept him.
我要接纳他。
So if you choose another approach,
如果我们用另外一个方面来看
，Then it's different.
就不一样了。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Husband and wife.
丈夫和妻子
Because we are so close together,
因为我们关系非常亲密
We always have chance to accidentally hurt each other.
我们常常不小心伤害了对方
But next time when you argue of something,
但是下一次当你们在吵架的时候
Don't say, oh, look at you, I remember last year, so and so, and bring up the old record, come to talk again.
不要说哎呀我记得你去年都是怎么样怎么样的不好 不要把旧账拿出来算
And the husband said, oh, look at you, you're not better than me, look at 5 years ago, you did this to me.
然后丈夫就说五年前你也是这样子的
Wow, and then suddenly the arguing become a history class.
然后这个吵架变成在讨论历史
That will bring us nowhere.
这个不会把我们带到任何地方
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书
Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书的第四章
verse 26,
以弗所书的第四章第二十六节
4:26,
以弗所书第四章第二十六节，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
He tell us we have the right to be angry.
这边告诉我们，我们可以生气。
However, we must prevent ourselves.From sinning because we are too angry.
但是我们要禁止自己不要犯罪。
If you are too angry,
如果你太生气的话
，sometimes will lead to sin.
有时候会导致我们犯罪。
And then he tell us, do not let the sun go down when you are still in anger.
这边又告诉我们不可含怒到日落。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？Today you settle this.
今天我们就要把这件事情把它
解决掉。Tomorrow, don't mention it again.
明天开始就不要再谈了。
Let's start anew.
我们重新开始。
We are one flesh.
因为我们是一体的。
We start anew.
我们重新开始吧。
So, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们请看彼得前书的第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他。这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Here, Elder Peter encouraged those who are husbands.
这个地方，我们的彼得长老勉励弟兄。
Now, how can a husband treat the wife?
丈夫要怎么样对待他的妻子呢
？Here, the one point is you must know that sometimes she is weaker, and then you must know that she is sharing the grace of God with you together.
这个丈夫要了解你的妻子。比你还要软弱，是他跟你一同承受生命之恩。
Think about this verse.
想一下这一节。
Now, sometimes our spouse have weaknesses.
有时候我们的配偶他也是有软弱的。
How do we view their weaknesses?
我们怎么样看待他们的软弱呢
？Sometimes people think, ah, this is your weakness. Always criticize.
有些人就说你的软弱在这边，你要赶快改过来。
And sometimes.We even talk about our spouse's weaknesses in front of other people.
有时候还把他带到外面去跟外面的人来埋怨
Complain about that.
跟他们抱怨说我的配偶有这样子的问题
If we do this, we will not change him.
如果你这样子的做的话，他永远不会改。
What did the Bible tell us?
神告诉我们说
，If your spouse have weaknesses，
如果你的配偶有问题的话
，First you must remember，
如果他要转做，你要记得
，You share the gift of life with him or her，
你是跟他一同承受生命之恩的。
What does it mean？
什么意思
？Her weaknesses， you have responsibility。
他的软弱，你也是有责任。
Why？
为什么
？Because God gave her or him to you。
因为神已经把他赐给你了。
You are supposed to be his helper。
你就是要帮助他的。
You are supposed to be her helper。
你就是要帮助他的。
If she is weak。
如果她软弱的话
you have responsibility.
你也是有责任
How can you help her to change?
你怎么样来帮助她改变呢
How can you help him to change?
你怎么样来帮助她改变呢
And you have to respect him.
你要尊重她
Respect.
尊重
Not because, oh, you have this problem, I look down on you.
不是说你有这个软弱我就看轻你
But rather, I respect you, but I'll pray for you.
我们是要尊重她帮她祷告
There was a couple.
有一对夫妻
The husband is a very good man But the temper is really, really quick
这个丈夫他是一个很好的人但是他就是、脾气大了一点
Always easy to lose anger Lose the temper
有时候常常就会很生气起来
The other wife think about,、know about this
那他这个妻子知道了
The wife pray to God
这个妻子就跟神祷告
Oh Lord Jesus I know my husband have this weakness
主啊，我知道我的丈夫有这个软弱。
How can I help him?
我怎么样来帮助他呢
？You give me wisdom.
你给我这个智慧。
Give me power.
给我这个能力。
The husband always lose temper.
这个丈夫常常发脾气。
But the wife choose to endure first.
但是这个妻子一开始先忍受。
The wife will choose. I'm not going to argue with you or debate with you or lose control together on the spot.
我不要在这边跟你一起发脾气，跟你吵架。
She endure.
她忍受了。
Hey, after a while.
在一段时间之后。
The husband come to her.
这个丈夫就来跟这个妻子说
oh, Darling, I'm really sorry. Sometimes I just don't know why my anger is like this.
亲爱的，我是非常的抱歉，我不知道为什么我的脾气会这么不好。
You forgive me.
原谅我吧。
And then the wife know now this is the time.
那这个妻子就跟他就知道这个就是这个时候。
I know you have temper.
这个是机会跟他讲，我知道你有这个脾气。
But you have to pray to God.
你也要向神祷告。
We pray together.
我们一起向神祷告。
Ask God to change you.
来求神帮助你改变。
So because of this wisdom of the wife.
因为这个妻子的智慧。
And then help the husband to change this character.
帮助丈夫改变。
So this is a very important point.
这是非常重要的一点。
This is very important.
非常的重要。
Fourthly, thirdly,
第三点。
We have to change the names.改变名字啊！
我们要改变名字。
Look at the example of Abraham.
我们来看亚伯拉罕的例子。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪的第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 5.
十七章第五节：从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯拉罕，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
Okay.Here tell us God want to talk to Abraham and tell him you have to change your name.
这边神叫亚伯兰改名字。
Now why did he tell him to change the name?
为什么要改名字呢
？Now before that we'll talk about another issues.
那在这个之前我们再讲另外一件事情。
Now in chapter 16 something happened.
在第十六章有一件事情发生了。
Let's read chapter 16.
我们来看十六章。
16 verse 1 to 3.
第一到第三节，亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。撒来有一个使女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒来对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。”撒伯兰就听从了撒来的话。于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。
Now, after reaching the land of Canaan, they have been living there for 10 years.
到迦南地已经住了十年之后。
However, they have no child.
但是他们并没有孩子。
The promise of God has not been realized.
神的应许还没有得到成果。
Now, Sarah proposed to Abram.
撒来就跟她的丈夫说。
Now, I have no child.
我没有为你生孩子。
God let me having no child.
神让我们没有生孩子。
How about we use another method?
我们用自己的方法吧。
Because in the Old Testament time, they are polygamous. One man can marry wife, many wives.
在那个时候是一夫多妻制。
So the Sarah suggests, okay, you can take my maid and then marry her, and then live with her, and then you can have child from her.
所以撒来就说，你 跟我的使把我的使女当做你的妾，那跟她同房就有了儿女吧。
And Abraham said, well, okay then, it's not a bad idea.
那亚伯兰就说，听起来不错，好吧。
And then they did it.
他们就这样做了。
However, this was one of the biggest mistakes in Abraham's life.
但是这个是亚伯兰生命当中一项最大的错误。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because of this incident.
因为这件事情的关系。
Because of Hagar was pregnant with another child.
因为夏甲怀了孕
，There's a big change in the family.
在这个家庭当中有大的改变。
Let's read to verse 5, verse 4 and 5.
第四节、第五节，亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。
Verse 5.
撒来对亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中。他见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。”
Now the problem comes.
问题来了。
Why the problem comes?
为什么有这个问题呢
？The marriage entered another crisis.
这个婚姻又到了一个危机。
哈 ，It's almost like a midlife crisis.
就好像中年危机。
What happened?
发生了什么事情
？Because another woman entered into their marriage.
因为有另外一个女人到了他们婚姻当中。
The initial design of God for marriage is one husband, one wife.
神设立婚姻的时候，一夫一妻。
Because the life love is satisfied.
因为这样子两个人的爱情才能够美满。
So both sides will not complain.
两边都不会埋怨。
But in the third party come in.
但是第三者进来的时候
wow, jealousy will appear.
就有了嫉妒。
When jealousy appear in the family, there's no peace.
在一个家庭当中，如果有嫉妒的话，就没有平安。
So and then because of the child of Hagar, she despised her, Sarah.
那因为夏甲怀孕，他就小看他的祖母。
The whole family no more peace.
在这个家庭里面没有平安和睦。
Sometimes our marriage can enter into a crisis.
有时候我们自己的婚姻也会进入一个危机当中。
Maybe because one side make the mistake.
可能一边他出了错误。
Maybe both sides make the mistake.
可能两个人一起犯了错。
Or maybe one side make the mistake, but the other side did not move.Quickly enough to dissolve the mistake.
那可能是一边犯了错误，另外一边没有赶快来补救他。
He aggrieved the mistake.
他也一起犯了这个错误。
So Abraham has the responsibility.
所以亚伯兰有这个责任。
Now the family is in jeopardy.
现在这个家庭有了危机。
Even God's plan of salvation was affected.
连神他救赎的计划都被影响了。
Because in God's plan, there was not supposed to be Hagar and another descendant.
因为神的计划当中并没有夏甲，没有以实玛利。
So Hagar's children in future become the enemy of Israel.
所以夏甲的儿子以后变成以色列人的敌人。
So we know sometimes we make one mistake can jeopardize the whole family.
有时候我们一个错误就能够影响到整个家庭。
However,
但是
a mistake is a mistake made already.
但是错误已经发生了。
If we just criticize each other,
如果我们互相指责的话
，If we just attack each other,
我们互相攻击
，It's not bring us anywhere,
不能够带给我们任何好处。
So God talked to Abraham.
所以神就跟亚伯拉罕说
，Chapter 17 verse 1.
十七章第一节
，Chapter 17 verse 1.
第一节，亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
Now, when Abram was 86, Ishmael was born.
他86岁的时候，以实玛利生了。
This is one on chapter 16, verse 16.
那是16章16节。
Now, chapter 17, verse 1 tells us that God talked to Abram when he was 99 years old.
他是到亚伯兰99岁的时候，神才跟他讲话。
That means it's a period of almost 14 years that God chose not to talk to Abram.
大约有14年神决定不跟亚伯拉罕讲话。
And that's very strange.
很奇怪。
Why?
为什么呢
?God has been so close to Abraham.
神本来跟亚伯拉罕很接近的。
But in this period of time, God did not talk to him.
但是一段这么长的时间神不跟他讲话。
Why?
为什么
?Because he made this mistake.
因为他犯了这个错误。
His family is far from God.
他的家庭远离了神。
Using human will.
用人的意志。
That's why I think in this period of time, Abraham must suffer.
那我想在这段这么长的时间亚伯拉罕他一定是受苦的。
But God talked to him once again.
但是神再一次的再跟他讲话。
Chapter 17 verse 1.
第17章第一节。
God said, I am the God Almighty and you have to strive to be perfect.
我是全能的神，您当在我面前做完全人。
This is very important.
很重要的一点。
When we have problem,
我们有问题的时候。
When we have crisis,
有遇到危机的时候。
We must ask why.
我们要问为什么。
Why?
为什么呢
？Don't just blame the other side.
不要指责对方。
I am not perfect.
我自己不完美。
Very strange.
很奇怪的。
God did not rebuke Sarah.
神并没有指责撒来。
Because of you, you suggest your husband take this
woman. 你为什么要叫你的丈夫这样做呢
？God did not talk to Sarah.
没有跟撒来讲话。
God talked to the husband.
他跟亚伯兰说
，You have to be perfect.
你要做完全人。
Husband have the responsibility to lead the whole family.
丈夫有这个责任要带领家庭。
Examine yourself.
时常反省自己。
So, verse two.
第二节。我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
Now God said, if you are perfect, then I'll make a covenant with you.
在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约。
Verse three.
第三节，亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说。
Verse four.
我要与你立约，你要做多国的父。
Now this is very good action.
这是一个非常好的动作。
God said, you have to be perfect, and then I'll make a covenant with you.
你做完全人，我要与你立约。
Abraham, fall down.
亚伯哈罕俯伏在地。
And then, okay, God said, okay, now I make a covenant with you.
所以神就对他说，好，我现在就与你立约。
Of course, nobody is perfect by ourselves.
当然，每一个人自己不能够成为完全人。
But what can we do?
但是我们可以做什么呢
？If we can humble ourselves.
如果我们能够在神面前面谦卑下来。
When we enter a crisis.
我们进入危机的时候。
When we enter a marriage crisis.
我们进入婚姻中的危机的时候。
Both of us really humble ourselves.
两个人一起谦卑下来。
Kneel down before God.
在神面前祷告。
What is the thing I have to change?
我要怎么改变呢
？So learn from our mistake.
从错误当中学习。
Every mistake is a lesson.
每一个错误都是我们一个很好学习的机会。
It's a better lesson than any textbook.
比其他书本上看到的还要好。
But what can we learn together?
我们一起可以学习吗
？Husband and wife is to learn together.
丈夫妻子是要一起学习的。
No matter what crisis, what issues facing us.
不管遇到任何的问题、任何的难关、
任何的危机。So we have to strive to be perfect.
我们要成为完全。
And then after that, God tell him you have to change your name.
那然后神就叫他要改变他的名字。
Chapter 17, verse 5.
第五节，从此以后你的名不叫叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
Now, Abraham, the old name, is the old name, huh?
亚伯兰是旧的名字。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？It means the father of elevation, the exalted father.
是说崇高的父，有很高的地位。
That means he have high status.
有一个很高的地位，尊荣的地位。
But also reflect his life was a little bit self-centered before.
但是也告诉我们他以前是以自己为中心的。
As soon as I have elevation, I have high status, it's okay.
当我是崇高的人我觉得很好。
But God said, you are no more called Abraham.
但是神告诉他你不再叫亚伯拉。
You will be called Abraham.
你要叫做亚伯拉罕。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
?Abraham means father of many nations.
就是做多国的父。
Oh, that's different.
是不一样的。
In the past, you only think about yourself.
以前只想到自己。
But now you think about, you are going to be the father of many nations.
现在你要成为多国的父亲。
In order to do this, you have to change.
你要这样子的话，你要改变自己。
You cannot be selfish anymore.
你不能够再自私了。
And then God changed him. God tests him.
神试验他。
He loved his son so much, Isaac, right?
他爱他的儿子以撒很。
Isaac was his whole life.
以撒就是他生命的一切。
But God tell him, I want it.
但神告诉我要他
he have to give out.
他就把他献给了神
cannot be selfish anymore.
不能够再自私了
must learn to love God.
要学习爱神
must learn to obey God.
学习遵从神的命令
so this is very important.
非常重要的
so husband and wife, we must think sometimes we have to leave out our names.
丈夫妻子我们要活出我们的名字
I know, especially we, our parents, when they give us a name, it's always carry a meaning.
我们的父母给我们名字的时候都是有一个它的意思
especially Chinese character the names even though it's two words but you can write a whole passage
尤其是中文的名字虽然简简单单两个字就可以有很多的意义在里面
of course I'm not saying that oh we married 10 years now let's change the name together and enjoy a better marriage not because of this
那我不是说我们结婚后就要赶快改名字可以活得更好
but at least we have to leave out the name the expectation from our parents
但是我们要活出我们父母对我们的期望
for exampleWhy is called John, for example?
为什么叫做约翰呢
There are so many people called John, right?
很多人都叫做约翰
But why is John called John?
为什么约翰要叫他叫做约翰
John is a Greek word.
约翰是一个 希腊文。
Meaning the law is gracious.
就是说神是有恩慈的。
This is a good meaning, right?
这是一个非常好的意思。
God is gracious.
神是有恩慈的。
Why your father call you John?
为什么他的父亲要叫他约翰？
Because the father want you to learn from God. Lots of grace. Be gracious to people.
因为他的父亲要他向神学习有恩慈。
Hey, sometimes we think about, look at, you can go to the dictionary or go to the Bible. Look at, hey, what is the meaning of my name?
我们可以常常有时候看圣经、看字典，我们的名字是什么意思？
Live out the meaning of our name.
活出你生命的。名字的意思。
And we have to change our idea.
要改变自己的一个观念。
Now we know husband and wife when they are in different period of their life, they have different things to learn.
我们知道丈夫跟妻子当他们在生命不同的时间有不一样的事情要来学习。
Of course, when they first get married, the first few years.
那么刚开始结婚的时候，前面几年。
They're still in a very newly wedded or honeymoon period.
他们是在蜜月期。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢?
In this period, this means they're very sweet. They still enjoy learning to cope to live with each other.
他们现在还是活在甜美当中，要学习如何接纳对方。
But in order to success in this period,
但是要在这个期间当中成功出来的话，
we have to forsake the old idea.
我们要把以前旧的观念脱去。
We cannot say, oh, before I got married, I just do this.
不能说我以前结婚前我都可以这样做。
But now you're married.
现在你结婚了。
You have to change.
你要改变。
The next period.
第二个期段。
It's called the period of raising up children.
是育儿期。
好。If they choose to have children.
如果你们决定要有儿女的话。
Children come out 1, 2, 3, 4.
一个、两个、三个、四个。
But now they, of course, 1 or 2, not 3.
那现在大部分都是决定一个两个而已。
But 1 or 2 child can drive the family become so busy.
但是一两个儿女在家庭当中会让父母非常的忙碌。
And then the couple must learn how to adjust.
那这对夫妇就要学习如何来改变。
Do not neglect each other because of the children.
不要因为儿女的关系而忽略对方。
Sometimes say, oh, I'm so busy with the child, I have no time to talk to each other.
有时候说我太忙了，要为儿女准备这个，没有时间跟你说话。
But we have to learn.
我们要学习。
Even though we're so busy, but we have to find time to talk.
虽然我们很忙碌，但是我们要找时间来沟通。
Another period.
另外一个时期。
It's called entering the middle age.
是中年期。
This is another midlife crisis.
这就是中年期的一个危机。
Sometimes when a person enters middle age,
有时候当一个人进入中年期的时候，
he thinks, my life is almost half finished.
我的生命已经过了一半。
What is my purpose?
我生命的目标是哪里？
Sometimes we get confused.
有时候我们会觉得不知道，不知所措。
Children getting bigger.
我的儿子已经长大了。
They are not close to you anymore.
他们已经没有像以前那么亲近了。
They have their own life.
有自己的生命。
Now you are the one.If your husband or wife,
我自己现在剩下的就是我的伴。
How do you cope with each other?
怎么样来互相配合呢？
How do we grow up together?
怎么样互相来一起成长？
And later become an empty nester, 空巢型。
以后就后来等为空巢型。
They enter another period called empty nester.
Nester
空巢期。
下一个就是空巢期。
When the children all grow up.
就是当儿女都长大之后、
suddenly there's no children among us.
突然间儿女就不见了。
Then how do we learn together? How do we learn to live it together?
我们要再次的学习怎么样互相相处。
And then when they enter retirement,
那进入退休期、
another things to learn,
也是有东西要学的。
Our body is, the health is declining.
我们身体日渐衰退。
But we still have lots of time together.
但是我们很多时间能够互相在一起。
So each period got...different lessons to learn.
那每一期当中有不一样的事情可以来学习。
So just like Abraham and Sarah,
就好像亚伯拉罕和撒来。
God tell them, you have to change names.
神告诉他你要改名字。
So you always think about what's the new things to learn.
所以你要想说可以学到什么新的。
Lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
最后我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 22 to 23.
第二十二、二十三节。就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，就旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要穿将你们的心智改换一新。
24节，
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Our age will certainly increase.
我们的年岁会慢慢的增加。
Our body will be weaker as we increase in age.
但是我们的身体会日渐朽坏。
However, if we have the truth in our hearts,
但是我们如果心中有真理的话，
if we have the holiness of God in our heart, in our marriage,
我们有神的圣洁在我们的婚姻当中，
our marriage shouldn't age,
我们的婚姻不会老化，
but rather be just like a good wine,
就好像好酒一样。
The older it gets, the better it tastes,
越老的酒喝起来越醇。
May the Lord bless us and guide us.
愿神祝福带领大家。
Let's sing hymn,
一起唱赞美诗。